McGowan. He's in the box. Great challenge. Had to be right. Falls to McConville. McConville bends one wide. Just wide. Doyle down the left. Leaves it to Wood. Doyle's got to get in the box. It's with Wood. Can he deliver across? He can. Right across face goal. Might come to Brunker. To Doyle. It's blocked and it's over the crossbar. Clear sight of goal for the City number nine. Got the strike in. It's a terrific challenge from Hughes. And City get a corner. Oh, they've taken it short here. City Payne. Doyle's in there. Oh, it held up in the wind. It goes right across the face of goal. And it's gone behind for a goal kick. And in the end, it was a clear header. It was a cross that didn't make its target. The defender then slips and Doyle's in. And Doyle should have hit the target. He's a little ball forward again. McGowan is there, but he's given a shove there. Oh, there's a massive appeal for handball, but he was pushed into it, wasn't he?
Oh, dear.
Well, the referee has given a penalty. That's absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. He's shoved into it, and it's a complete and utter accidental striking of the arm, Jason.
Yeah.
We're praising the ref. He has lost the plot. I'm not sure where the referee's going now here, speaking to the fourth official.
Is he going to speak to Dave Hopkins, I don't know.
And maybe Hopkins as well, and there's all sorts going on here. It's going to be yellow carded, the City head coach here. I think he's got that wrong. We praise Kevin Johnson. Absolutely no doubt it's the hand, but it's got to be ball to hand. Billy Key then from the spot. Can O'Donnell keep this out? It's Key. He scores. O'Donnell goes right. Key goes left. And City a goal behind. And again, the lock not with the Bantams. Not a penalty for me in a million years.
Yeah, it's a poor decision. And you can see how upset City are with that decision.
It's gone on the right wing, by the way, Miller. Which is interesting. A little ball over the top. Knight Percival slips. Anzala's in on goal to finish it. Scores. Knight Percival gets it wrong. Slips. Was he offside? No. The flag stays down. And Zanzala scores only his second goal in Accrington colours. And you've got to say, it was all too easy. And it's 2-0.
Yeah.
Here's O'Brien. Squares it. Chance for Brunker. Saved by the keeper. Handball! Handball! It has to be! He falls on the ball. Well, that sums up referees. Absolute nonsense again. He slides in, he slides through, it hits him clear on the hand. He blocks the shot and the referee says nothing doing.
Miller in towards Doyle. Header was won by the defender. Back in from O'Brien. Payne's back post. Payne got a nudge. Chance for Doyle! Scores on the volley!
He's first in open play. They deserve that, City. They've been all over them in the last 5 minutes. It's a thumping strike and it's 2-1 here.
They've got a man over and he's got to make that challenge, Miller. He does, but it's out towards the man over. McConville scores. Game over.
Is it too much to expect City to come back from 3-1 down? Been picked off. And it was oh so simple. They had a man over, no tracking on that far side. And McConville makes it 3-1 to Accrington.
And it comes. Matt Post headed clear by Miller. Full-time whistle has gone. And a miserable afternoon for the Bantams. Those fans have got to soak in. And City have got a good hiding. It's finished here. Accrington 3, City 1.